BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Joe Biden has defended his decision to continue his bid for re-election at a crucial press conference at the NATO summit in Washington. When pressed on whether he was capable of continuing for another term as president, he pointed to his success in securing support and finances for Ukraine's war against Russia as proof of his leadership ability. He also said he was uniquely qualified to be re-elected.
I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president. I beat him once, and I will beat him again. Secondly, the idea, I served in the Senate a long time. The idea that senators and congressmen running for office worry about the ticket is not unusual.
Within the first few minutes, he mistakenly referred to his vice president, Kamala Harris, as Vice President Trump. Ukraine's President Zelensky has urged Western allies to lift all limitations on the use of donated weapons. Speaking on the third day of the NATO summit, he said that to win the war, Ukraine needed to be able to hit targets in Russia. The Israeli Defence Minister has called for a state inquiry into what led to the Hamas attacks on October the 7th. Yoav Gallant made his comments on the day the Israeli military admitted it failed in its duty to protect a community near the Gaza perimeter fence. Nick Beek reports.
Yoav Gallant said a judge-led inquiry was needed to identify how Hamas had grown in strength and gained the capacity to carry out its marauding attacks last autumn. His call was cheered by the crowd at a graduation for military officers, which Benjamin Netanyahu was also attending. Mr. Gallant called for the national inquiry after the Israeli army had briefed relatives of the 101 people killed at Kibbutz Be'eri on October the 7th. He said all in the military had failed to protect their citizens and must now rebuild trust so that it can continue its mission.
Colombia's president Gustavo Petro has said the armed conflict in his country would end within a day if the UN declared cocaine legal across the world. Colombia is the world's biggest cocaine producer. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
Speaking at the United Nations Peacebuilding Commission in New York, Mr. Petro said that profits from the illegal cocaine trade fueled the violence in Colombia. He said it was regrettable that most countries wouldn't agree to legalize drugs for what he called political reasons. The country's drug trafficking routes are controlled not only by criminal gangs, but also by rebel groups who've been fighting the armed forces for six decades. The cocaine trade is their main source of income.
BBC News. The Kenyan President William Ruto has promised to set up a broad-based government after sacking virtually every member of his cabinet. He made the announcement on television 2 weeks after nationwide protests forced him to scrap planned tax rises. Police in Argentina are transferring two French international rugby players to the city of Mendoza, where they will respond to accusations of sexual assault. The two men, Hugo Oradou and Oscar Jego, were arrested on Monday in Buenos Aires. The alleged attack happened after a test match between Argentina and France. The British technology firm Graphcore, which specialises in developing artificial intelligence chips, has been bought by the Japanese company SoftBank. Its price tag is thought to be a fraction of the $3.6 billion the firm was valued at in 2020. Here's Zoe Kleinman.
The lucrative AI chip market is largely dominated by Nvidia, which has become the world's second richest company. Graphcore was once seen as a potential UK rival, but has struggled to maintain its value in the last couple of years. Its boss, Nigel Toone, is upbeat about the deal with SoftBank. He told me it would inject much-needed investment into both the company and the UK as a whole, as Graphcore will remain headquartered in Bristol, with him in charge. But the sale is yet another example of a once-promising British tech firm being consumed by a larger international company with deep pockets.
In tennis, Wimbledon has seen two remarkable comebacks in the women's semi-finals. Jasmine Paolini beat Donna Vekic after a tiebreak in the third set. In the other semi-final, Barbara Krejcikova also came back from a set down to beat the former Wimbledon champion, Elena Rybakina. BBC News.